Suppose there is a race in which Krishna desires that I should win, but I don't desire to participate. What will happen? Krishna sanctions. Krishna does not desire. Sanction means it is we who desire and Krishna sanctions. In general, in this world, with respect to specific actions, especially for those who are not devotees, Udasina Vadasinam. Krishna says, I am sitting as if detached. It's like, say that Krishna is like umpire in a cricket match. You know, the umpire, the batsman, may, the bowler may bowl a ball. And when the ball wraps on the legs, the player may be like, how's that? Now the umpire may say, is out or not out. But the ball has missed the leg, the ball has missed the bat, the ball has moved the wicket keeper on, the umpire raises his hand, you're out. How is out? Leg before wicket. Well, the ball was not before the wicket only. The ball went by, isn't it? So, the umpire doesn't take decisions on their own initiative. It is only after certain events happen, the bowler has bowled a good ball, the batsman has either missed the line of the ball. Then after the umpire, when there's an appeal, the umpire sanctions. The umpire is expected to be neutral. The umpire is not expected to say this side should win and this side should lose. That is the quality of umpire. The umpire should be neutral. So Krishna does not desire particular results for us. Now it is true that there is something called destiny. By our destiny we are meant to get certain things, and by our destiny we may not get certain things. But rather than thinking of destiny as rigidly formed, we have to understand that rigid destiny is also dynamic. Then there are certain quantity of pleasure, certain quantity of pain that we are going to get. But then how we get it is also shaped by how we act in this world. So in this life, so I may be meant to gain the pleasure of winning a particular event. But if I don't participate in the race, then I may not get that pleasure there. I will get it at some other time. So destiny determines the overall quantity of pleasure and pain in our life. It does not necessarily determine the specific form in which we get the pleasure or pain. That we can definitely adjust. And the specific form is also determined not just by the past karma that we have done. It is also determined by our present actions. Does that answer your question?